Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. The recession is touching everyone. What can you do to make the best out of these troublesome financial times? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. First and foremost, don't panic. It's true that many people have chosen to pull their money out of the market, but strategists like Greg McBride, senior analyst at Bankrate.com, says, unless you absolutely need cash in the short term, meaning between right now and the next couple of years, remember that historically, the market has recouped all of its losses. Tip number 2, don't put all of your money in one place. It's never a good idea, even during the best of times. If you don't diversify your portfolio, you leave yourself open to owning too much of one kind of asset and too little of another kind. Tip number 3, I know this may sound contrary to what you feel like doing right now in the midst of the market's gyrations, but don't let the state of the economy drive your investing. Market declines offer many opportunities, so now is the time to look for strong companies whose shares are down. There are a lot of them. Buy them if you can. Add them to your long-term portfolio. Money specialists say people in their 20s and 30s should have roughly 80 to 90% of their assets in stock. People in their 60s approaching retirement may keep up to 50% of their assets in stocks. Finally, Bankrate.com's McBride says, recessions are a time to build an emergency fund, a savings account that will cover 3 to 6 months of basic living expenses. Make this a goal. Even now, when money is for most people extremely tight, starting a modest but dedicated emergency fund can be the silver lining in this and future financial storms. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.